This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Welcome back to Managing Our Disagreements. Okay, we're building on where we left off. We said in the last episode that there are certain disagreements that we must accept all the positions. Not as true, because they're conflicting, they're clashing views, but accept them all as valid because we cannot be certain in this category of opinions, in this category of conflictual, you know, interpretations, we cannot be certain which one is right, my position or the alternative position. Therefore, I am obligated to excuse. These are excusable positions by necessity, obligated. We want to talk about the counterpart to that now, which is the positions that we are certain are wrong, and therefore we are obligated to disregard them. These are inexcusable disagreements or inexcusable opinions or positions or interpretations of Islam. And so what are these? These are, you know, what conflict with agreed upon understandings in Islam. So for instance, Allah is one, alone without any partners. Case closed. No one can come and say one can mean three and three can be one. Depends on how you look at it. No, that's not an option. We're very sorry. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the finality of the prophets, the seal of the messengers, that cannot just mean possibly the best of them, but there might be more prophets and messengers after him. Not up for discussion. This is a disregarded view. You know, there are certain not just beliefs, but practices and values. Like, salah is mandatory to be prayed in a very specific way that all Muslims know, standing, bowing, prostrating at certain times. There's five of them. Dhuhr is four rak'ahs, Maghrib is three. These sorts of things are indisputable about Islam. They call them axiomatically Islamic or daruri. They're necessary. You know, if you dismiss them, you've dismissed Islam because they're inseparable from Islam. And so if someone comes and says, no, salah linguistically means connection. And so long as I'm connected to God in my own way, I got a spiritual, you know, moment in my day, then I've fulfilled the Quranic, you know, invite to salah. No, that cannot be the interpretation. Ramadan, you know, is the month of fasting, and fasting is from dawn to dusk. And it must happen in Ramadan, not in Rajab or Shawwal. Not up for discussion, right? You know, extramarital relations, getting intoxicated, cruelty to parents, murder. These are prohibited. Case closed. No one can come about and say, but the times. No, Islam came to rescue us from relative truth, came to rescue us from liquid culture, came to spare us from the confusion and the pain and the trial of error with humanity that comes with, you know, arbitrary decisions, social conditioning, clouded judgment, all that. You know, that is when someone, you know, violates this principle of where is your precedent. That's how you really determine whether it's excusable or inexcusable. Because of the miracles of Islam is that it's traceable. It was born in the daylight. The best generation, you know, was the Sahaba. They all understood Islam, at least the core of Islam, in a certain light. Therefore, the Ummah could not have ever been in the dark until you showed up, or whoever's, you know, new age opinion you're fond of showed up. The Ummah was never in the dark. So you're looking for precedent, basically. When someone violates this rule of requiring precedent, they come out with this view that is contrary to everything that's been said prior. That's when you say, wait a minute, was Allah truthful or not when he said the Sahaba was the best generation? Was their understanding collectively flawed? No one of them had that opinion. Look, was Allah truthful or not when he said that this book is a clear book? Like, that has to have a definition, right? There has to be a certain degree of the understandings of Islam that are crystal clear. Was Allah truthful or not when he said he completed this religion and perfected it? Was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam truthful or not when he said, taraktukum ala al-bayda, I left you on a crystal clear message, you know, la yazighu anha illa halik, nobody deviates from it except someone that is destroyed. So is there a definition for deviation or not? Or is it all just, you know, we're all taking different roads up the same mountain? So those are the inexcusable positions that, with all due respect, we cannot entertain this because there's no precedent and the deen needs to be traceable to its sacred sources that Allah blessed us with preserving for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala.